and hopes that were high in the heat of September can wilt and die in the chill of November. November can be cold and gray. November can be surly, with bitter rain upon the world and winter coming early.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football. Yeah.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on the Trending Topics Network. And we are here week 10 of the wonderful NFL season. And we are here on NFL Easy Picks and we are going to talk about football, the National Football League. And if you want to be a part of the show, you can email us nfleasypicks@gmail.com. You can tweet us nfleasypicks, well, at nfleasypicks on Twitter. And you can use hashtag nfleasypicks on Twitter and your tweets will be read right here on the show. Without any further ado, I am your host. I am Heavy Set. And also with me is the Mob Jockey.
Who day?
Yeah.
Yeah.
About that.
Who day? So, where's my bingo song? You get to play your little shitty fucking Johnny Football blah, song.
I was playing it because he was starting.
Well, are we celebrating a fucking rookie backup getting, or not a rookie, but a shitty backup getting a starting job?
Yes. Because I'm the one that does the production for the show, and I had that set up so it was easier for me to pull that intro from last year and use it. Just like the intro that's used this week is an intro that I've had for a couple years. It's one of the ones that plays every year on this show.
You won't do it, so welcome to the jungle. We got fun and games. Yeah, that's awful.
Never do that again.
No, I'm going to do it again, like next week when Cincinnati beats the fuck out of Houston.
Watch Houston like pulls this like miracle
Dude,
victory.
I will.
Andy Dalton has his non-primetime meltdown that he normally has on primetime.
I very may well never be on this show again if that happens.
I think if somebody's going to beat them, but I just don't know who.
I do, I don't too. Think I don't want it to be Houston in prime time.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That is a prime time game.
That's Monday night. Yeah. I mean, going to Arizona. If they lose that game, that's not a big deal. If they going to Cleveland, not a big deal. If they lose when Pittsburgh comes to Cincinnati, not a big deal. Houston on Monday night is a big fucking deal.
Yeah, could be worse.
No, actually, I think that is exactly the worst, because that just fucking cements what all these asshole talking heads say. Well, they can't win. Fucking bitches.
What did you have them at this year? Wasn't that high?
The Bengals? 10 and 6? 12 wins? Hold on. I'm looking at it. 10 and 6.
Okay.
So they're going to end up better than I thought, but still had them win in the division.
Yeah, I think you had – who did I have? Oh, yeah, I had Baltimore.
You had Baltimore. A Baltimore team that's probably going to lose this week.
How do you get those two teams that went to the Super Bowl, like, 3 years ago so shitty right now?
Everybody on that Baltimore defense left. I mean, you got to think. Ed Reed's retired. Ray Lewis retired. What's his name? It got injured.
Steve Smith.
Who?
Steve Smith.
No. On the defense side. The linebacker, the other really good linebacker. Oh, my God. He got hurt this year. No. Yeah, speaking of Ray Rice. So which one was worse, Greg Hardy's or Ray Rice's? Yeah, have you seen them pictures? I'm saying Greg Hardy did a lot worse. God damn it.
Well, you got to realize, if Jones were to let go of Greg Hardy, no one would touch him right now.
Yeah, but fucking Jerry Jones is dumbass. They still call him the leader on defense.
It's Jerry fucking Jones.
Jerry Jones needs a fucking bullet between his eyes.
He also said that Brandon Weeden like throws a perfect pass.
Actually, let me rephrase that, because a bullet between Jerry Jones's eyes probably just bounces off the leather skin.
Probably.
And I still cannot remember what the fucking Suggs. Terrell Suggs is gone. The Haloti Ngata is now in Detroit. So there's five people out of the center of your defense, all of them Pro Bowlers. Yeah, that'll pretty much do in any defense.
Yeah. Anyway, we're totally off topic here on the show. Let's get into how our teams did. Well, we kind of talked about one of them.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it no more? About the 31-10 shellacking?
I didn't even get to watch the game. I was on a bus.
I watched the first, I think I got to watch like the first quarter and then had to listen to the rest, which promo for TuneIn Radio, the Prime membership where you get all the games for free. Yeah, they actually have audiobooks and stuff free too to stream. But it's like $7.99 a month. It's actually not a bad deal. But yeah, that actually they kicked the fuck out of the little brownies. It was fantastic. I believe the second half, Manziel didn't have, or the Browns did not have a first down until like 7 minutes left in the fourth quarter.
Never said we're a great team.
No, but I'm going to rub it in now because you would have rubbed it in big time if the Browns would have won that game.
Well, we're two different teams. One of us is pretty much playoff bound. The other one is draft bound.
The way the fucking wild card's going, the Browns still may have a chance.
We're still fucked.
Nah, the Browns aren't going anywhere. Come on.
We're not turning this ship around. We're going the same direction.
Been going the same direction for a while.
I think we're going the way of the Raiders, where it's like we're getting some pieces. I'm actually not happy about a little article I read, but it's, I don't know how much to take. I can't even say I read the article. I just read the headline. And it was that the Browns are among a couple teams that are possibly interested in the services next year of Matthew Stafford.
It depends on, actually, honest to God, I think if Stafford were on the Browns right now, the Browns would be a 5 wins better than they are. I really believe that.
I don't like us being the Salvation Army of quarterbacks now. Instead of getting shitty quarterbacks out of the draft, we're starting to go, oh, you had this good season here. You had a great season in Chicago a couple years ago. Okay, we're going to sign you to a contract. Oh, you were part of a couple of decent Lion teams. Okay, we'll sign you. No,
the difference is guys like Stafford do not usually become on the market as free agents. Name the last even decent quarterback that was a free agent.
Decent. Peyton Manning.
But he wasn't was he free agent? Yeah, I guess he, well, that was a whole different situation. He was coming off of a year he didn't play, if you remember right. And he got snatched up real quick. Guys like McCown, fucking Hoyer. I mean, those guys are pretty much a dime a dozen in the NFL. But a guy like Stafford with that ability, you give him the offensive line in the running game that Cleveland can have. Dude, I think that's a whole different fucking team.
Nah.
I mean, if you really look at Detroit and what some of the problems in Detroit is, it's they have zero running game. They have zero offensive line.
I don't know. All right, go back to. I didn't get to watch the game at all for the Browns, so I can't comment on how they did. I was just following kind of the scores, and yeah, it seemed to be just.
Please play good. Coach good.
It seemed to be the Bengals just kind of running away with it.
Yeah, you could kind of say that. I think they wanted to make a statement, and they did.
We're not going to choke on prime time, see?
And they didn't. Although Jeremy Hill did like a choke. Fucking, like he was a big fucking dick in his mouth, fucker. Cost me my goddamn daily fucking fantasy game.
See, some of our other teams, we don't have anybody here to talk about Philly, which we can address why I didn't even say FTW, because he doesn't want to get back to me whether he's going to be on the show anymore. So the show is going to be recorded at a different time going forward, so he's not going to be on the show anymore anyway. So
they played good,
yeah.
Though.
Yeah, they actually beat Dallas.
One of the many exciting games that were on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And I happen to be, you know, it's not what we normally talk about, but I was actually in Indy during the Broncos-Colts game.
Yeah, the Colts. Everything that goes good for them is going to turn out bad.
Why did my Super Bowl prediction just turn out to be so shitty?
I mean, Luck's not out for the year. They're going to win that division, so it's still possible.
But, well, yeah, still possible, too, because Dallas is in there, but Dallas is tanked without Romo.
I cannot see Dallas getting a playoff spot at this point. Dude, fucking, I think Philly and the Giants both have two games on them. You've got teams like, you've got Minnesota and Green Bay tied for the division lead in the North. Both of them at, what, 6-2?
I think it's possible with this division right now.
I don't see two teams coming out of that division. And I
No. I'm talking about winning that division.
Oh, no, I don't think Dallas has a chance in hell now.
Who's in first place in the division?
The Giants.
At?
5-4.
See, they're at 5-4, and Dallas, trying to pull up.
Dallas hasn't won a game since Romo went down.
2-6.
Right. So they're 3 games behind the Giants, 2 games behind Philadelphia, right? Philadelphia's at 4-5.
Something like that.
And I believe Philly now has 2 wins over Dallas.
Philly's at 4-4.
They're at 4-4. Oh, they've already had their bye. Yeah. But they, you know, and I did Dallas beat the Giants? I can't remember.
Yes.
So that might help them a little.
The thing is with this division, anything's possible.
Oh, yeah, anything's possible, especially because you got to figure the Giants are going to lose this week.
Especially figure how these guys play each other.
I mean,
it's like that with a lot of divisions, but it seems like every year, I don't know whether they're all shit or they're all so good with each other. Because I'm not going to say they're all good, but sometimes they'll play really good against each other. And that's what like helps make the division more interesting.
Well, the AFC South's been that way for years, or the AFC North has been that way forever. You know, Pittsburgh, yeah. Baltimore, Cincinnati have all beat up on each other for the last, 7 or 8 years. They've all been contenders.
Cleveland?
Yeah, Cleveland's been in there. I don't know about contenders, but they've been in there.
We've had some surprising games and actually some really close games within the division.
Well, I mean, Tennessee got a win this week over New Orleans. So, yeah, it happens.
I wouldn't say it happened things. How the Browns play the division is always close.
Yeah, within the division, but I'm talking getting wins out of that.
Except for last year when we had this primetime game on Thursday night. And
Wait, how many divisional games did you guys win last year? Oh, what? One? Did you say one?
Was it? No, two.
No,
didn't we beat the Steelers once last year?
I don't think. Was that last year, too? I thought they lost all the rest of them after that.
No, this will look up.
Because Cleveland sucks.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
The biggest thing they need is a quarterback. Because honestly, if you look at the Raiders, the only real difference between Raiders 3 years ago and the Raiders today is Derek Carr. Dude, Carr's a beast.
Carr and Cooper.
And it's not even Cooper, dude. It's fucking Crabtree's killing it.
Yeah, we beat the Steelers.
So you got two wins?
2 division wins, yeah.
Out of your 4?
6.
Oh, you guys wound up with 6 wins last year?
Oh, I thought I was going by out of like 6 divisions.
No, I'm talking about all out of your overall wins.
Well, that's not right. 7.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's right, because fucking What's-His-Nuts had a string of like 4 or 5 games he played out of his mind.
We beat the Saints, we beat the Titans, we beat the Steelers, we beat the Raiders, we beat the Buccaneers. We didn't beat the Buccaneers last year. We beat the Bungles, and we beat the Falcons close, 26-24. We beat Tennessee with that massive comeback.
Yeah, I wouldn't brag about that.
We beat the Saints. It was a close game. I don't remember exactly what happened. I remember the week before, though. The week before was week 1. We lost to the Steelers 27-30. I think going into halftime, it was 27-0 Pittsburgh. And we came back at the end and scored 27 points. It was actually tied, and they ended up scoring a last-second field goal. So it was like, yeah, we played shit the first half, but you played shit. They played shit the second half, but they managed to get points on the board, and that's what saved them.
So maybe Cleveland will actually learn how to play a full game at some point.
Yeah, week 2.
Dude, it's like everybody – New Orleans always has these god-awful losses within a season, like this one against Tennessee. No reason they should have lost that game. They let Mariota look like fucking Peyton Manning in his prime out there.
And last year we had this win. It was 24-3. That was a primetime game.
Was it? How'd that work out for you this year?
I think that was a garbage field goal, I think.
Oh, I'm sure it was because Dalton had like 80 yards.
You had some shitty yards this week? of all people.
Who's that?
Aaron Rodgers.
No, I thought Rodgers did. Was that this week or last week that he had the? Last week he had a really bad game against Denver.
Last week, last week.
Yeah, this week wasn't terrible.
I'm behind on PTI, so I was listening to that on my way home from Indy to trying to catch up, and I'm like on the last week's shows. So yeah, they were talking about that. Yeah, how he got 77.
Yeah, he was bad. He was bad last week. This week, I don't know what. I mean, it was an exciting game, if nothing else. Cam was fucking amazing, but yep.
Rodgers was sad.
What did he say last year? Just about this time of year.
No, it was earlier.
R-E-L-A-X. I actually think he was trying to read that off a cue card because it took him so fucking long to read it.
Told you. The dude has, like, no... I say he has no charisma.
But he does the double check. The double check's cool as fuck.
Dude, those... I don't know. Like, when he's in front of a camera, he's awkward. I don't care what anybody says. I know Packers fans at 11. I'm like, I'm not saying it because I'm a Bears fan. If I don't like the Steelers, but I think Troy Polamalu and those Head and Shoulders commercials were pretty cool.
He's no more awkward than Andrew Luck in the "Hey, do you need Luck" commercial.
Yeah, Andrew Luck's kind of
Aaron Rodgers. He's awkward.
Andrew Luck is he's not awkward. He's goofy.
Yeah, I've heard. Have you heard some of the stories of the things he says, like after getting tackled? Like big hits on him and shit. He'll like, just talk like, "Oh, good hit. Dude's weird.
Mm-hmm. Hey, whatever. I don't know.
And you can't say the guy's dumb because he went to Stanford.
He's, like I said, he's just kind of goofy.
And he needs to shave his fucking neck beard because that thing looks awful.
No.
He's got time to do it now, huh?
Yeah. Maybe. Well, he might have to wait till December. At least, I wonder if in the playoffs if we get Cincy versus Indy again.
There's a good possibility of that. Although Indy's sure looking like a number 4 seed, so they would face New England again.
Well, you're not expecting to get a win? They wouldn't get a win.
What are you talking about?
Nothing.
I'm figuring the Cincinnati's the 2 seed. Indy's going to be the whoever wins that division is going to be the 4 seed. And I don't see New England. I see Cincinnati losing more games than New England.
I don't know.
I mean, if you really think about it, look at the divisions. In that division of the NFC East, I could see the Jets maybe knocking them off. I don't see the Bills doing it. I don't see Miami doing it. You look at Cincinnati, I could see Pittsburgh winning one. I could see Cleveland winning one. Baltimore, goddamn.
So hard to say. They're the worst. They're statistically like the worst. What, I don't think are the Browns below them or above them right now?
You talking about an overall yardage and shit?
No, I'm talking about just standing wise.
Oh yeah, no, the Browns are above them. But if you look at how they've lost, their winning differential, it's only like 10 points between what they've scored and what they've given up. But they lose games by 3, by 2, by 5. Ugh. I think at one point they were 0-4. They had lost by a combined 13 points in 4 games.
Kind of like the Browns.
Was that last year that they did that, where they lost every game by 3?
There was last year. Well, not every game. There was like the first like so many games. It was like we either won by a couple or lost by a couple.
Yeah, it's like it was exactly the same.
Yeah. All right, getting back to how our teams did. Tennessee.
Dude, that was a very entertaining, huge win. Delanie Walker catching 3 tip balls, 2 of them for touchdowns, was fucking ridiculous. They started to get Doyle Green Beckham in the game, which I really love. I'd love to see him get started. David Cobb comes off of IR this week. So there's another running back in the backfield that could contend for the number 1 spot. Things are looking up to me. I mean, they beat New Orleans without their number 1 receiver. So, but then again, New Orleans does tend to lose these games that they play down to their competition badly.
Yeah. And the only team left is Chicago, which I watched my first Bears game of the year.
I'm sorry, that was a bad one to watch.
I was going back and forth between that and Raw, so I caught some good parts. I think Lanford could very well be the replacement for Matt Forte if he continues to play the way he's doing or how he did this past game. Granted, I don't think San Diego was a great test, but he showed life, and we'll see how everything goes forward. But I could see, I could really, really, really see the Bears giving up on Forte's big contract, and because I'm not trying to re-sign him, and just going with the younger guy. You're paying less for him and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I'm to me, once you hit that about 29, 30 years old, I'm cutting bait with a running back. It just,
and you have to be an elite.
Yeah, but you really think about it, the only people running the ball well after the age of 30 are, what, Adrian Peterson? And he's just past 30? I just, really? Yeah, I think he's like 32,
33. Okay. I was like, I didn't think he was that much older than.
No, he's not much older. He's a little bit older. But yeah, still the abuse.
He's about 5 years.
Is he about five? But
if he is that much, then yeah, it's about five.
Yeah, to me, once a running, I mean, running backs just take so much abuse. Because even mm-hmm. on passing plays, they're usually in there to block. And you're catching a fucking linebacker running at full speed at you. That's got to hurt you even without the ball. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's to me, I think the Bears would be way better off just not paying the money, that much money to him. Because he's going to want a boatload of money.
Yeah, that's the thing. They're going to go, well, we can get some of the same production out of this guy, and he's younger, and he has more in the tank, so we're going to take a shot with him and pay you some guaranteed money.
And that's not to say that, I mean, this kid is not nearly as talented as Forte is, but you can spend your money more wisely having mm-hmm. three running backs that can make up for the one, all making league minimums, you know, rookie minimum contracts, and let Forte go and then spend that money, I don't know, maybe on some defense?
Let's hope so.
But yeah, I watched some of and listened to the first half of that game.
Mm-hmm.
It was so sloppy, so many fucking penalties. I finally quit listening. I couldn't take it no more.
Oh my God, there was the one point where towards the end, it was like, I don't remember, it was first or second in like 30 or 40 something.
For the San Diego, because of holdings and yeah, mm-hmm. offsides. I was like, oh my God, this is disgusting.
Rivers was getting pissed.
I don't blame him, dude. But then I want to shit on San Diego. I do so bad. But look at their injuries, dude. They lost their number one receiver for the season. They've lost their number two, what's probably going to be for the season. They've lost a offensive lineman in every single game this year, and some of those games more than one. I feel bad for them. I really do, because how do you get any cohesion in a team that is always shuffling players?
Yeah.
I think it was San Diego that actually had to bring in their blocking tight end to play tackle at one point because they had no one else to put in there.
Yeah, talking about this past game?
Yeah, I think it was this past week.
Yeah, they were talking about that. I briefly caught it.
How do you expect a team to win? And then, you know, you have the fluky thing of Melvin Gordon, who's on pace to have, you know, like middle of the pack, you know, carries and yards, you know, top 15-ish, but hasn't gotten the end zone yet. I mean, it's just kind of freak. You know what I'm saying? A guy to have that many carries and that many yards, but not be able to get into the end zone. It's just freaky shit like that.
All right, let's move on how everybody did for the week. Everybody picked the Jets, the Patriots, the Bills, the Bengals. Actually, up until a certain point, everybody who had picked was perfect.
Because yeah, Thursday
New
night.
Because New Orleans wasn't in yet.
Oh, that's right, because it went to overtime.
And the Rams in Minnesota wasn't in yet. Like those, it was obviously Thursday night game was there. The Buffalo game was done. The New England game was done. And the Jets game was done. So everybody was like sitting at three. Perfect. I was like, holy shit. But then like, obviously I was looking like, okay, everybody picked New Orleans. Everybody got it wrong. So we were going to be screwed on that one. St. Louis and Minnesota had, it was about to look like almost 50-50 split. Everybody picked Denver over the Colts. We all got fucked on that one. And the only person to pick against the Giants was Miguel, who picked Tampa Bay, and the only person to pick the 49ers is, of course, MJR. And the breakdown is Bartender in last place with 5. We have Carp and the Arkham Knights tied at 6. So about the best they did for the week. You have Wayne, Mart, Miguel, and DRG, and Ant tied at 7. Myself and Double A tied at 8. And GBL and MJR tied at 9. And best of the week with a big old 10, the Mop Jockey.
It's about goddamn time.
And since it was pointed out a couple weeks ago, or a month ago, or however long ago it was, we'll point it out this week. Of the top 5, 4 of them are American.
And we'll take GBL because he's kind of a British reject too, so we'll add him to us.
I think he likes that.
I'm sure he doesn't, but that's fine.
All right, in going down where we're all sitting right now, we have right now last place is Toons Terrible, who hasn't made a picks in a couple weeks. If he doesn't make a picks, I think the next 2 weeks I'll probably boot him. In 13th place, Arkham Knights at 64. In 12th place, Bartender at 67. 10th place, Miguel and MJR at 72. Tied at 8th place, myself and DRG at 78. Tied in 6th place, Ant and Carp with 80. Tied in 4th place, Mop and GBL at 81. In 3rd place, Wayne is a Baker at 84. 2nd place, Double A at 85. And in 1st place, Mart with 86.
So now I'm only 5 behind.
Right now, yes.
I'll catch up.
All right, and we'll go quickly go over the NFL Easy Picks League, how the standings are. In last place, Tebow lives. In 13th place, the Beast Incarnate. I don't even really care how they're doing because they're not doing anything. I see what he's doing. Maybe. Oh God, I think they wouldn't let him. I'm guessing they wouldn't let him put it. In 12th place, at 3-6, the Embarrassing Ent, or it's the Embarrassing Cunts, but switch the E and the C.
Nice.
I bet they wouldn't let him put cunts.
Yeah, probably not.
I'm willing to bet it was. In 11th place, Twisted Savages at 4-5. 9th place, Bartender, 4-4-1. In 8th place, Pin Me Pay Me at 5-4. 7th place, Hashtag Cancel the NFL Network at 5-4. 6th place, Plan B at 5-4. 5th place, Carp's Tip Top Team, 5-3-1. In 4th place, Nickel D, 6-3. In 3rd place, Die Crocky Die, 6-3. In 2nd place, the American Males, 6-3. And in 1st place, Sloppy Moppy.
Still 1st place.
7-2. Yeah, we got 3 teams behind you.
As long as they're behind me.
And you have...
It's the bet week, but I don't know what we're going to do with the bet.
Yeah, he's not on here. Kind of technically not even co-host anymore.
So I guess the bet's kind of off. Boo.
Watch, he'll win.
Probably.
Oh, and the biggest beatdown was me on Joe. Because
not hard.
Because he hasn't been playing his people. And let's go to the hashtag cuddle segment. Things a little bit out of order, but we don't have really a rundown. Sometimes I just mix it up.
That's fine. Whatever.
All right. We have 2 emails, but I'll save those. We'll go through the tweets really quick.
Well, now you know you have to read Andy's one for sure. You're the one that said if they win, you'll read it.
That's true. I'm going to get to a point where, yeah, they have to win that week for me to read it. If they don't win, I'm not reading it anymore.
So this will be the last time you have to read it.
Well, maybe we'll get a surprise win on the Packers.
Good luck with that.
The Packers fans are actually having a meltdown right now, a lot of them, because they're worried about how their team's doing. I'm just like, look at the division. I think you're, no matter what, you're guaranteed a playoff spot, even if it's a wild card. And guess what? What happened the last time you guys won the wild card?
I don't understand why they're going to have a meltdown. They lost to 2 of the best teams in the NFL. It's not like they lost to fucking Tennessee and Houston.
Because they all want perfect. I know a guy who predicts that the Packers are going to go 16-0 every year.
And if I'm not mistaken, both of them were on the road.
Or I should say 16, I think it's what, 19-0? He thinks that they're going to, every year, they're going to make it to the Super Bowl and win it.
Oh, you mean do what no team's done yet? Because New Orleans blew it, or New England blew it?
Yep.
Because New England sucks balls.
I don't know. They kind of got the same record as the Bengals, so I guess the Bengals suck balls.
No, New England sucks balls. I'm sorry. Tom Brady sucks balls. I don't care if he's married and has a kid. He sucks balls. It's all an act.
Wishful thinking. All right, let's start off with these tweets.
I can't lie, dude. If he was gay and hit on me, I'd probably go for it.
We got a lot of tweets here, and I'm getting tired. Ant says, hashtag NFL Easy Picks, mid-season QB. He has a mid-season question for, a lot of positions. He picks Tom Brady, ironically enough, and I'm going to agree with it.
I mean, that, of course, that's the obvious pick. I don't think Cam is far behind him. You have to kind of throw out the numbers with Cam. He leads the team to wins, which is what your boyfriend Kaepernick couldn't do. And honestly, you got to fucking throw Dalton in there right now. I think he's got 20 touchdowns and 4 interceptions. He's playing really well.
You know, supposedly he went to because Tom Brady has his quarterback guru. I don't know, was the one he had as a kid or whatever. That's some guy that he goes to. And I guess he did that in the off season.
Good. I do think Dalton is maturing some too. Because, yeah, I mean, this is only his fourth year in the league. I mean, he's really not been around that long. I'm probably way too hard on Dalton because I don't like his style of play all that much. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I guess they had Marvin Lewis had a big sit-down dinner with, you know, him, his wife, and Marvin's wife. And they had the discussion about how he needs to be the team leader. And it looks like it got through to him, and he's starting to mature as a quarterback.
And Andy Dalton's reply was, me, 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 me,
me. That's kind of how I pictured it with, you know, Beaker's voice. But,
You need to be a team leader.
Me. But yeah, I mean, you got to throw Dalton in there too, dude. He's played really well.
You know, we're doing this show so out of order. I realize we didn't even do our picks for our teams. I'm just tired.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll do it after this.
Fuck it, we'll do it live. All right, mid-season running back for me. This is also Antum's. This will be next. Many are ants. He says it's Devontae Freeman or Todd Gurley. Todd Gurley definitely has a rookie of the year thing going on right now.
Yeah, he's this year's Beckham.
He's this year's Lacy.
No, dude. Remember how Beckham missed the first 4 games with injuries and just come in and completely blew up the league? Yeah, that's exactly what Gurley's doing.
That's true.
But I don't know, man. And Freeman's he had 12 carries for 12 yards this past week. It's hard to say he's one of the best in the league running for 12 carries and 12 yards. But then you also got to account, look at all the really good running backs that are injured or have missed substantial time. I mean, you've got those two. You could throw Gore in there. Gore's playing really well. Who the fuck else? Peterson's not played bad, but you expect it out of Peterson. So, you know, it's just, I don't know who the best running back in the NFL is right now. But D'Angelo Williams?
I'm going Todd Gurley.
Yeah, I think Gurley is definitely rookie of the year. But I just don't, I don't see how you take a rookie as the best running back in the league right now.
We'll see. At the end of the year.
I think we're all forgetting Forsett, too, whose Forsett's actually had a really good year, too. He was just on bye last week, so he's kind of out of sight, out of mind, but he's actually had a really good year, too.
Hashtag NFL Easy Picks, midseason wide receiver. For me, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, and, oops, surprise, surprise, that's my ad lib, Odell Beckham Jr. I'm going...
Hopkins has been a fucking stud. Beckham's kind of been... He's kind of had some really, really bad games. Julio's had a couple of bad games, too, but when Julio's good, Julio is really fucking good.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with him on Julio.
Yeah, I think Julio has to be best receiver.
Hashtag NFL Easy Picks, midseason tight end, It's Rob Gronkowski. Easiest position pick of the century. It got to agree.
Yeah, I mean, if you throw Gronk out, I mean, I would say Tyler Eifert or Olsen. And yeah. I think I'd go Eifert right now.
I'm waiting to see what Gary Barnage does in the coming weeks. If it's just his connection with Gordon, he's definitely not on the team anymore. He's not even a quarterback. If it was just his connection with McCown that did it,
He wasn't terrible against Cincinnati. He just didn't get in the end zone.
McCown was a little bit more successful. I don't know.
Well, the whole offense was more successful with McCown, but the guy's like 30 years old. We kind of already knew what he was. For him to blow up like this is, I don't know. It's really weird.
Hashtag NFL Easy Picks midseason defensive player. For me, it's J.J. Watt, Charles Woodson, or Josh Norman. I'm going with Charles Woodson. He has been just amazing on that Raiders defense.
The ageless wonder. You've got him. You've got DeMarco Ware up in Denver. Dude, the whole fucking Denver defense is just amazingly good. But DeMarco Ware got hurt, so don't know what that's going to leave Denver looking like. Yeah. I mean, dude, that Kansas City-Denver game, I'm really starting to lean in Kansas City. Coming off a bye, you've got Ware hurt, Tlaib's suspended for a game. Whew, boy, it just screams Kansas City win.
And the next tweet, which... it's going to fall on deaf ears or whatever.
We totally forgot fucking Arizona. Their fucking defense has been phenomenal this year, too.
Well, who's defensive player?
Oh, yeah, defensive player. God, I don't know who to pick on that team. Matt, what's his name? The Honey Badger at LSU.
Sure.
Yeah, I fucking can't remember his name now, but he's really good.
Here's a tweet from @FTW's Green Lover. Yeah. My favorite podcast is #NFLEasyPicks. He's not here. Yeah.
Yep.
Ant says, Carolina are the real deal. #NFLEasyPicks. Yeah.
Yeah, they no receivers to speak of at all on that fucking team, and they're still killing people. That defense is legit, and they're getting it done. We have to consider him a contender at this point.
Oh, yeah. I think I started considering him more of a contender, like, a couple weeks ago, and it's just really seeing how long they progress without a loss. I don't think they're going to fall off or something. Like, they're going to lose one game, and then they're just going to, like, lose
out. You mean like Atlanta did? They lost one, and then they proceeded to lose three of the last four?
Like Denver back when they had Kyle Orton.
It's Kyle Orton. No, I think Carolina...
yeah, but he started off very hot. They started off, I think, I want to say it was like 8-0.
Yeah, but I considered Carolina contender when they went to Seattle and beat Seattle. I think that's when I was like, okay, this team's legit.
If we look at the rest of their schedule...
it can't be too good. They still have to play like Tampa and New Orleans and fucking Atlanta.
Dude, their fucking schedule's pretty good.
Like favorable?
In my opinion, favorable. Oh, yeah, then you have Titans this week, Panthers, depending on if he's back by then, but Cowboys.
That could, he's supposed to come back for week 11, so he should be back for that game, and that could probably be a really good game.
Yeah, the Saints.
That'll always be a good game.
The Falcons.
Well, it depends on where it's at. If it's in Atlanta, that...
actually, they got Falcons, Giants, Falcons.
Okay, well, going into Atlanta, I think, is going to be a tall order because the Atlanta plays very good at home. But in Carolina, I'll take it.
Of their upcoming opponents, only two of them have a winning record.
And by the time they get there, Atlanta's not going to have a winning record.
Like I said, they have Atlanta twice within 3 weeks.
Yeah, I don't like that little scheduling quirk. There's a few teams that have that, and I don't like teams playing that close together. Because if they have an injury, it's going to last 2 or 3 weeks. So,
you know what would be funny?
What's that?
It'd be funny if they were to schedule it, and they'll never do it, back-to-back games.
Yeah, I would not like that at all.
That would be kind of cool because, like, all right, we're going to play this week here, and now we're going to play next week there. That's a real test of like how good a team is. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, you won here, but can you win there?
But it's also a test of, well, who's injured for that little stretch of time.
That's the game period.
Now, if you spread them out, a guy that, let's say, like Roethlisberger's injury here, the most recent one, let's say he's out 2 weeks, so he would miss both of those divisional games.
Before I forget, weren't we talking about like a deal for Roethlisberger.
Well, do you want to trade Roethlisberger for Lacy?
No. Oh, God. That was such a terrible trade now. For both. Like, we could both do it, but they're both fucking injured.
Pretty, well, Lacy lost his fucking starting job.
Which is crazy.
Yeah. And you know what? I still played Roethlisberger over Carr, and guess who scored more?
Roethlisberger?
No, Carr did. By 10 fucking points.
Of course he did.
Fuck, dude. I'm sorry. Oakland's a playoff team to me.
So me dropping Roethlisberger was kind of a good idea?
Yeah, because I would have been starting fucking, what's his nuts?
Carr?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Back to the tweets. We've got a lot to read. I'm getting tired. Speaking of Eddie Lacy. Oh, my God. 8 now. This is from Annie Anderson. 8 now. Eddie Lacy is killing me. He is at negative 1.7 in the third quarter right now. Hashtag NFL picks.
Yeah, at this point, you have to bench him.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nothing else you can fucking do. Dude, and to be fair, I don't think anybody's first-round running backs have worked out too well for him other than Peterson. Bell went down. Charles is down. Jeremy Hill has done shit. Lacy's done shit.
Gurley's fucked.
Well, no, Gurley was a late-round pick. But, yeah, all the early-round picks have been pretty shit. Forte's been really good, but he's injured now. I don't know what to tell you on fantasy running backs because
all running backs get injured.
Well, they do, but, man, it's been really bad this year.
Yeah. At Andy Anderson, or at @AA_WR, this commercial pisses me off, hashtag easy picks. It's just the Ditka commercial.
With him and the Packers. It's kind of like the Jerry Rice in a fucking, was it Minnesota uniform? No, it was a brand, Cowboys uniform. I'm like, this just doesn't look right at all.
But I've seen a meme today that said it had a picture of Ditka, and it's like, the Packers are 0-2 since I put on the sweater. You're welcome. Or since I did the commercial.
Fantastic.
You're welcome. God, most of these are from Ant coming up. Ant says, why is Jason Pierre-Paul wearing a boxing glove? If I were Jameis Winston, I would be worried. Hashtag NFL easy pick.
He's not Greg Hardy.
Oh.
No, I thought it was really good to see him out there, and he played a lot more than I thought he would. I didn't think he'd play as much. I figured he'd get in there for 20, maybe 30 plays. I thought he played quite a bit, and he didn't look terrible. It's going to take some adjusting to get used to it, but that's something the Giants need dearly, especially this week. This week they need a pass rush real bad.
Ant says, I'm going to lose to a guy who has two players on buys. That's how bad my team is this year. Unbelievable. Hashtag NFL easy picks.
Yeah, we've all had them years, that's for sure.
I wonder if he went up against, I think he did.
Against one of the two that aren't playing?
What's his name?
Devil Vamp's brother.
Devil Vamp, yeah. So if I can pull that up really quick. I gotta find time to set my lineups tomorrow before I even forget.
Yeah.
Did he go up against him? Not even he has plan B.
Maybe Brian's not doing that either.
Hockey season started back up. What do you expect? All right. Another one from Ant. Wonder if Kirk Cousins liked that today. Hashtag NFL.
Yeah, he likes that. He likes that.
He must have talked about it in group me. He didn't talk about it here. I think like the fans like trolled him or something. Started chanting like, you like that. You like that to him.
Please say the game was in Washington. That would have been even better.
Ant says, Peyton might have the most yards in history, but he still doesn't have the most rings in his family. Hashtag NFL easy picks.
Booyah!
Yeah, but one's going to go down as a better quarterback, and it's not going to be Eli.
Eli has more rings.
Is Terry Bradshaw the greatest quarterback of all time?
Yes, he has more rings.
You're just saying that to make your point. You know he's not the greatest quarterback of all time.
He's the dumbest quarterback of all time. Does that count?
If Tom Brady wins a couple more Super Bowls, is he going to be the greatest quarterback of all time?
Fuck Tom Brady.
Yeah, now you change your topic.
No, I just say fuck Tom Brady.
Answer my question. Would he be the greatest quarterback of all time?
No.
But he'd have the most rings.
Which Manning would you rather be right now? The one with two rings or one with one?
I don't know if I'd want to be either of them. They're both goofy looking motherfuckers.
But I bet they both have smoking hot wives.
I've never even seen a picture of their wives.
I don't know if Peyton's married.
He almost has to be.
There for a long time, he wasn't. And he was probably banging everything he could get a hold of.
I want to be Peyton Manning so I can own Papa John's. Well, owns a Papa John's franchise, not the Papa John's.
I was going to say, he doesn't own the Papa John's. He just owns the franchises. And he still sucks.
Yeah, and he owns it in Colorado. How smart is he?
Oh, dude, that is the fucking, like, pizza, fucking Hostess, goddamn Frito-Lay. Them motherfuckers in Colorado are probably making a killing.
Mm-hmm. Get high and we'll deliver it to you.
Oh, and Taco Bell. Dude, fucking high-ass people love some Taco Bell.
Mm-hmm. Because it's cheap.
Well, it's cheap and it's, I don't, for whatever reason, they decided to stay open until 4 o'clock in the morning and cater to those people.
Yeah. Ant says, it's now been 3 straight weeks since I last got a victory in any of my 3 fantasy leagues I'm in. Fuck my life. Hashtag NFL.
Yeah, fantasy's been pretty brutal to some people.
Yeah. Miguel chimes in and he says, New York Giants is favored against New England in week 10. Do you think the hamburger helper, do you think it is the hamburger helper glove? Hashtag confused. Hashtag NFL.
Yeah, I don't think the Giants are favored. I thought New England was favored.
Maybe he's looking at it last week. Maybe where they were favorite. I haven't looked at it this week just yet because I made my. But yeah, now New England.
I was gonna say I see no way in hell that New England's not going to be a favorite in every game from here on out.
Yeah. And then of course, Ant actually replied to that tweet and he said, "Maybe it has something to. Maybe this has something to do with it." Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Brady ain't no Giant Slayer, and it's.
David Tyree's catch?
No, it's the results from the 2 Super Bowls.
Oh, I love it.
I was rooting against them the first time. I was rooting for them the second time.
I don't think I've ever rooted for the New England Patriots to do anything ever.
I have. Rooted for them to win the Super Bowl this past year.
All the way back to 1985 when they played the Bears. Yeah, the Bears.
Malcolm Butler getting that interception. I have the audio clip still from it from when I put it in the show.
And Seattle hasn't been the same since.
Good God, no. All right. Only one Mart chimes in.
Hey, Mart, what's going on?
This is sad. I'm blaming that Eagles-loving cucumber butt muncher for my bad week. Hashtag NFL Easy Fix. And like I said, he's not here. And the last 2 tweets are from Andy. I'll go with this one first. Go Bears. Hashtag NFL Easy Fix. Remember, if they lose this week, I'm not playing. I'm not reading the tweet. So, bitch. And last but not least, happy birthday at the Mop Jockey. Hashtag
Yeah, whatever. I didn't do much to earn it.
All right, we got emails. We'll start with the serious one.
I was going to say, do you want to just knock out the other one since there probably won't be a response to it?
Oh, there's some more to it. Anyway, Andy says, so we are over halfway done with the NFL regular season, and I'm surprised the Minnesota and Green Bay are tied in the North Division at this point, and the Rams are still have a shot at winning their division. What team or teams have surprised you the most this year? Thank you for reading my email, and that has been my Nickel D Thought of the Week, AA. Surprising on the good side has been Carolina and Cincinnati. No one expected them to be where they're at even right now in the league, I mean the year. On the loss side, I think the biggest one is Seattle. That is one of the biggest ones.
I don't want to put Cincinnati there because we kind of expected them to be good. So maybe not this good, they were expected to be good. Carolina's the one been playing this well for this long with nobody there. That really surprises me to the good. Miami's the team that surprises the fuck out of me to be this bad.
Yeah.
And San Francisco to be this bad, too.
All right, and on to the next email. It is from FTW's Green Lover. Hello, boys. We are getting close to the holiday seasons. When it comes to Thanksgiving, do you get to watch your beloved NFL games with your family, or do you miss out on the games? What is your plans to try and watch football during the holiday this year? Also, if you could pick an NFL-related gift that you would want for Christmas this year, what would it be? Bye, and Shane, call me. Yep, falls on deaf ears now. Let me see. Back to the question at hand. how do you watch your games? I mean, I do a big, not a big, I do one of my main Thanksgiving things on Sunday and Sunday before. So that's part of my day done. And I don't have any Thanksgiving traditions anymore, especially with me and my ex being done after, I mean, it's been over a year now. But we always used to go do Thanksgiving at her aunt's house or her mom's. TV would always be on, and I would be the one of the main ones watching the games. And it all depends on who's playing, too. Like, some of the Patriots games, I'll watch it, but I'm not paying that much attention. This year with the Bears and the Packers playing, I'm going to want to pay more attention to that than most. But it just depends.
Yeah, I'll probably go to my in-laws like I usually do. I mean, I don't, like, it used to be, you know, me, my mom, my brother, and my dad would, you know, eat, like, have a dinner thing together or whatever. But, you know, life happens, and that's probably not going to happen anymore. But I'll still go over to my the in-laws and watch it there. And they, you know, her dad's a big football fan, big Bengals fan, so I'll probably watch with him.
Then if you could pick one NFL-related gift, what would it be? At top of my list is something, I mean, for me, it's just jerseys. I do want a Browns Hayden jersey. I want a Bears Jeffrey jersey, and I want a customized jersey for both teams.
I think, I mean, just kind of right now is it's, I need hats. I need some new hats. I know it's simple and easy, but it's just, you know, I'm not a real complex person when it comes to gifts. I don't want much. Cause I mean, I kind of just, if I want it, I go get it.
Mm-hmm.
But for whatever reason, I refuse to go buy hats.
I do need to buy some new ones, like especially some Bears ones. And my favorite Browns hat is one that has the elf on it, and it's hard to find ones that I really like with.
I was gonna
say
I really like the elf emblem.
Yeah, I have it's an all black hat that I got at Target forever ago, and it's fitted. It has orange just NFL logo on the back of it, where it just says NFL, not like the whole logo. And on the front is the elf, and it's just, I love that hat. But like I said, like I've sweat a lot in it, so it's kind of like got that sweaty kind of smell to it. Not like an over sweaty smell, but like when you wear it, I mean, you kind of, it feels a little stiff. It just kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's kind of where I'm at with this one I've got on my head now. It's a Titans hat I've probably had, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, and I wear it every day. I sweat in it every day. I have to wash it about once a week, because if I don't, it stinks to high heavens. I wear hats out like that pretty bad.
All right. Yep, that's pretty much the end of the emails.
Yep.
All right, let's get into our picks. We'll start with our teams, then we'll go back up the top and work our way down. See... the 2-7 Cleveland Browns at the 5-4 Pittsburgh Steelers. Steelers are a 4.5-point favorite. I would love to pick Cleveland for a surprise win, but this is in Pittsburgh.
But it's Landry Jones.
That's the other part of it. Right now, the Steelers are out in front 90-10 in picks, but I just got to expect the Browns to be the Browns.
Yeah, I mean, right they... now. What will end up happening is D'Angelo Williams will have a huge game because Pittsburgh can't stop the run. But if a game ever screamed for Cleveland to win, this is it.
Mm-hmm. All right. The 3-5 Houston Texans at the 8-0 Cincinnati Bengals. The Bengals are a 10.5-point favorite, winning 98-2% in the picks. And that's still not the biggest margin right now.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me.
But I'm going to go Cincinnati.
Yeah, like I said, if fucking Cincinnati loses, this podcast may be over.
The 3-5 Chicago Bears at the 4-4 St. Louis Rams. Rams are a 7-point favorite. I mean, I'd like how the Bears played last week, but I would have to see that this week for me to start having confidence in them again. So I'm going with St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, yet another team that can't stop the run with a really good running back going against them. Let me have St. Louis.
And the 2-6 Tennessee Titans hosting the 8-0 Carolina Panthers. Yeah, I'm going to kind of go with the Panthers on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Panthers, but God, how sweet would it be if they fucking knocked them off?
kind of in a mixed position because you're rooting for one team to go undefeated and you're rooting for your team to beat an undefeated team.
Yeah, that's not going to work out in my favor. Nope. The odds are definitely not in my favor on this one, are they?
Nope. And going back up the top and starting with our Thursday night game, tonight's game, the 4-4 Buffalo Bills at the 5-3 New York Jets. Jets are 2.5-point favorite. I'm going with the Jets.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Jets because they want to stick it to fucking Rex Ryan. His fucking ridiculousness.
Thing is, I think it's under... It's not being talked about. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick, too, has a little storyline there because he was the quarterback, not most recent, but was the quarterback for the Bills. Actually had a pretty good start with him.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of Fitzpatrick, evidently he's having surgery Friday after this game. So I wasn't totally wrong last week when I said that he was supposed to have surgery. But yeah, to fucking make that fucking schmuck, Ollie Onpolly, whatever his name is, for the Bills as a captain because he knocked Geno Smith out, isn't that kind of counterproductive? Because isn't Geno Smith not playing the reason the Jets are good?
Well, they didn't know that.
Yeah, he named that fucker that got cut, got picked up by the Bills, got cut by the Bills, and then re-signed, named him the captain for this game.
Oh, really? I didn't know
that.
Yeah. That's fucked up.
He's kind of a turd.
Okay. Which one re-signed him?
Buffalo.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah, that's fucked up.
I think he re-signed him just to trot him out there as a captain against the Jets. Even though he's probably the MVP of the Jets right now.
Yeah. All right. The 1-7 Detroit Lions at the 6-2 Green Bay Packers. Packers are 11.5-point favorite. Picks-wise, 99-1%. This is kind of interesting, but I do think that the Packers are going to win. This is where you take you take the Packers with the points or go with the spread.
I'd take -11. I'd take the Packers in the points all day because I think the Packers are pissed off. Detroit has got nothing to answer to that. And honestly, the only reason that it says 1% is probably because they don't do point percentages on that sidebar.
That's very true.
There might be three people in Detroit that voted for them.
I think that's probably their whole fan base that voted.
All three of them.
Yeah. That one. The 3-5 Miami Dolphins at the 4-4 Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going Philly on this one. Philly's the 6-point favorite.
Yeah, give me Philly too. I fell back off the Miami bandwagon.
The 2-6 Dallas Cowboys at the 3-5 Tampa Bay Buccaneers. The Buccaneers are a 1-point favorite. I'm going to go with the underdog on this one. I'm going with Dallas.
I'm taking Tampa Bay. Dallas hasn't won a game without Romo yet.
And this is the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Dude, Tampa surprisingly has been really good.
Mm-hmm. The 3-5 Washington Redskins at the 4-5 New Orleans Saints. Or no, the 4-5 New Orleans Saints at the 3-5 Washington Redskins. The Saints are a 1-point favorite, so I'm kind of going to Washington on this one.
I'm going New Orleans. I think New Orleans is going to play better.
The 2-6 Jacksonville Jaguars at the 2-6 Baltimore Ravens. The Ravens are a 5.5-point favorite. See, didn't Jacksonville win? Did they win this week?
No, they played the Jets, and I think they barely lost.
I'm going to keep it up. I'm going to go with Jacksonville.
Yeah, I figured Jacksonville's going to win by 2.
The 6-2 Minnesota Vikings at the 4-4 Oakland Raiders. Raiders are a 3-point favorite. I'm liking Oakland this one, but really, the part of me thinks I wouldn't be surprised if the Vikings won.
Oh, no, not at all. But since it is in Oakland and Bridgewater might not play, I'm going to take Oakland, mostly because they're in Oakland.
All right, and next up we have the 3-5 Kansas City Chiefs at the 7-1 Denver Broncos. Broncos are a 6-point favorite. I'm going with Denver.
I've already selected Denver, but I really want to go – I want to change that. I really want to take Kansas City for all the reasons I said earlier. But this is also the reason why I can never win in picks, because I do stupid shit like this.
Yep.
I like to gamble.
The 5-4 New York Giants hosting the 8-0 New England Patriots. Patriots are a 7.5-point favorite. I'm going with the Patriots.
Yeah, sorry, Ant. I got to take New England.
And last but not least, we have the 6-2 Arizona Cardinals at the 4-4 Seattle Seahawks. Going with the underdog on this one, even though the Seahawks are a 3-point favorite, I'm going Arizona.
Yeah, I took Arizona too. I think both are coming off a bye, but man, it's in Seattle. That's the part that's got me messed up, but I think I'm going to stick with Arizona. This honestly should be a bruising fucking game.
I don't think they're not flawless at home.
No, but they're still really tough at home. It's still a tough place to go and win a game.
Yeah. But that'll wrap it up here on NFL Easy Picks. Do you have any final thoughts or parting words?
Find me on at the Mop Jockey on Twitter, and come play Call of Duty with me at the Mop Jockey on Xbox.
And I'm still on Xbox 360.
Yeah, I'm on the one real day Xbox.
The one from like the early 2000s.
Yeah, the original one.
Yeah, the original Xbox.
I've modded it so that I can play new generation games.
Find me at Heavyset330 on Twitter. You can find this show at NFL Easy Picks, even though I hardly ever use that Twitter. I need to get on and start using it, but I've been so busy lately. Also, you can use hashtag NFL Easy Picks, and your tweets will be read right here on the show, unless you put Go Bears, hashtag NFL Easy Picks, then they have to win in order for me to read it. And you can also email the show, NFLEasyPicks@gmail.com. So for the Mop Jockey, this is Heavyset saying this concludes the end of regulation time.